Okay, good morning, everyone. We are up to the third bracha of Shemona Esrei. It's the bracha of Kedushas Hashem. And just to put this bracha, this third bracha, in perspective, the first bracha describes who Hashem is and our right to pray to Him, that we are following in the footsteps of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we describe God as having a relationship with the Avos, because Hashem is the Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov, because He is the forefather, and He had a relationship with the Avos, so we are descendants, so we can also have a relationship with Him as well. We then praise Him for representing all the powers of the world, Gvuros, and the ability to even go against Teva, to even go against the natural order of things. But now, in the third bracha, we call Him holy, Kadosh. So what is holiness? What is Kedusha? So we know one of the parshas of the Torah is Kedoshim Tiyu. You should be holy. And both Rashi and the Ramban understand Kedoshim as being separate, to be separate. And God is someone who operates in the world. And we think that we can understand Him. We think that we can have a relationship with Him because we just said He had a relationship with the Avos. And He represents, He's the source of the different powers in the world. So we think that we can relate to Him. And then all of a sudden we say, Ata Kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, You are so different from anything and everything. You know, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, the Guide to Perplex, explain that we cannot describe God in positive terms. We can only describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can only describe God for what He is not. He is not this. He is not that. In other words, God is so different from anything else. When we say, right, so that's what we're saying here. We're saying Ata Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh. Now, what is the difference between Ata Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh? We're saying that You are holy, God, and Your name is holy. What's the difference between God being holy and His name being holy? So God being holy, Ata Kadosh, means Your very essence is holiness. God, You, who You are, is You are holy, You are separate, You are distinct, You're indescribable, You are totally separate from anything and everything. So that's Your very essence. When we say V'shimcha Kadosh, so that we're saying that Your name is holy, Your reputation. So there's God's essence, and there's God's name and His reputation, and how God's essence is portrayed on this earth. If you think about it, when we say Kaddish, what do we say? We say our job is Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach L'Olam Olamei El Mayam. May God's great name be blessed. Our job is to magnify and glorify God's name, God's reputation. On the one hand, God's essence is holy, and we're also saying His reputation on this earth is holy, and our job is, as His ambassadors, is trying to strengthen that reputation. But despite this gap, despite this separateness, despite the fact that we say Ata Kadosh and Shimcha Kadosh, that God is so different from anything and everything, nevertheless, Kedoshim b'chol yom yaluch hasela. We who are Kedoshim, we who have committed our lives to God, are called Kedoshim, are called holy, and we are able to have a relationship with God. There's constantly throughout Shemona Esrei, there's this push and pull between we're able to have a relationship, it's challenging. So here we're saying, on the one hand, Ata Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh, it seems God's so far away from us, we can't develop a relationship, but we are also called Kedoshim. It's as if there is a seemingly unbridgeable gap between man and God, and the only way to bridge the gap is a Torah lifestyle which transforms us into Kedoshim and allows us to have this relationship. Some of us may say, I'm waiting for God to send me a sign to have a relationship with me, when in reality, we need to merit to have that relationship, to have that strong relationship. The more that we try to live lives of Kedusha, of Ukedoshim b'chol yom, it's up to us. The more that we are Kedoshim b'chol yom, then the greater the ability we have to Yehalu Chasela. The greater we have the ability to have a relationship with God, the greater we have the ability to feel the warmth of God's hand, as it were, resting on our shoulders.